Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Thank you, Maggie. Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
This week, we're going to revisit an old disease friend of ours, hypertension. Just so that we're all on the same page, hypertension, which is persistent diastolic blood pressure of greater than 90 or a systolic blood pressure greater than 140, affects 20% of the world's population. There does not appear to be any geographic variation. That 20% seems to be pretty consistent the world over. Risk factors for this condition include our old friends, age, sex, race and ethnicity, genetic predisposition, diet, physical inactivity, obesity, and perhaps psychological and social characteristics, although these have recently been called into question. There is some data to suggest that there are very few differences, although there are some, between antihypertensive drugs. It is also interesting that although we recommend our patients make dietary modifications, some of us are asking our patients to reduce salt, perhaps to consume fish oil supplements, potassium supplements, calcium supplements, and they all may have an effect on reducing systolic blood pressure. The effect appears to be rather small, 1 to 5 millimeters of mercury. So this week in our poem, we ask the question, are there racial differences in response to antihypertensive medications? Mark, what did the authors find?
Well, this was a meta-analysis, and they searched the multiple databases trying to find clinical trials of antihypertensives where data were reported comparing the treatment response among patients of different racial and ethnic groups. They did a very careful search of the literature. They hand-searched bibliographies. They talked to experts in the field. And they only included studies that reported clinically important outcomes like mortality or cardiovascular events. Remember, while it may be true that a particular type of drug or class of drugs lowers blood pressure more in a particular ethnic group, that doesn't matter if there's no different effect on mortality or morbidity. The authors assessed study quality using what's called the JADAD score, which goes from 0 to 5, where 5 is the best quality study. And then they extracted data on race and ethnicity and the outcomes from each randomized trial. They even contacted authors to try and get missing information. Of the 28 studies that made the final cut, only 8 described outcomes in non-white patients, and only 5 compared outcomes across groups. The quality of these studies was good, with JADAD scores between 3 and 5, but because they were different in terms of their inclusion criteria, the treatment, the drugs used, the follow-up duration, the authors didn't feel it was appropriate to pool the results. And what they found was that of the 5 studies comparing outcomes across ethnic and racial groups, 4 found no difference in outcomes. The largest study, the ALLHAT study, did find that black patients had greater benefits from diuretics than non-black patients, but no other differences were seen.
So how do we put that data together? I mean, clearly ALLHAT has gotten a lot of attention. There is a new drug that's marketed to African Americans as a result of the ALLHAT data. How do you put the ALLHAT data together with the other 4 studies?
Well, this is something I think these data probably are a little surprising to a lot of doctors. I think there's always been a belief that ACE inhibitors and beta blockers work better in white patients, and calcium channel blockers and diuretics work better in black patients. The British Hypertension Society has even included what they call the ABCD rule based on that in their guidelines. I think the truth is that we really don't know the answer to this, and really there was only one study that showed a difference, and that was for diuretics, and those are the first-choice drug for white and non-white patients alike, so that really isn't a practice changer. I think we got to remember that if a drug like, for example, calcium channel blockers may be better or quicker at lowering blood pressure in African-American patients, that doesn't necessarily mean it helps them live longer or have fewer heart attacks. We always have to remember to distinguish between just lowering blood pressure and the long-term clinical outcomes. And this is telling us that there may not be as big a difference in response about in the past.
Not to put you on the spot, and to remind listeners that that neither Mark nor I have any financial ties to any pharmaceutical companies, but to put you on the spot, Mark, so a patient who has no contraindications to any drug comes in, we try diuretics fail. What would be the next drug that you would use, and would race play a role for you at all in choosing that drug?
I would generally go with ACE inhibitor regardless of race, and I think then, you know, beyond that, probably a calcium channel blocker as a third choice after a diuretic and an ACE inhibitor. ACE inhibitors are at least as good as angiotensin receptor blockers, and they're a lot cheaper. There are good generics available. They typically only have to be taken once a day, like diuretics. They're good paired with diuretics, just in a practical sense in terms of their effect on potassium. And really, if you look at the ALHAT trial, if you look at the ANZUS trial in New Zealand and Australia, they found, and a lot of other studies have consistently found, the best outcomes from diuretics and ACE inhibitors.
That's the poem for the week. Thanks, Mark. We look forward to talking with you again next week. Have a good week, everyone.
Thank you.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.